Well, I'd like to welcome all of you to this service here today, and it just happens to be Thanksgiving Day. And I'd like to wish all of you a happy Thanksgiving today. For all of you dear folks that are in the assisted living places and still shut in and in quarantine there, I want you to know the good people here at Liberty Baptist Church continue to pray for you. I just pray that the Lord keeps you safe, that he gives you health and strength at this time and encouragement. Today is Thanksgiving Day, so I'd like to talk a little bit about a thankful heart. Having a thankful heart. You know what the world's view of Thanksgiving Day is? It's a day where they don't have to work. It's a day where they think about eating. They think about football. They think about taking a nap in the middle of the day. You know, that's the world's view of Thanksgiving. But it has nothing to do with having a thankful heart. Nothing at all. It's just so shallow and empty and vain to think of one day where you just think about food and doing nothing. That's not what Thanksgiving's about. So I'd like to talk about having a thankful heart. You know, a thankful heart is something we can have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We should have. I'm going to read 1 Thessalonians 5:18, and then we'll go to the Lord in prayer. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." That's his will. God's will is that we be a thankful people. God's will is that we give thanks in everything, not just the good things that we think are good things in our life, but everything. God's will is that we give thanks for those. That's a thankful heart. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity, Father, to get your word to these dear folks in the assisted living facilities and out there by way of live streaming. Father, I just ask that you have your will and way here today. Father, I just thank you for all you've done for us. Help us to realize you saved us to have a thankful heart, to glorify you in all we do. Father, have your will and way. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, God wants us to be a thankful people. Thanksgiving, having a thankful heart, should be a way of life for God's people. It should be a way of life, not a one-day thing. It should not be a once-a-year matter, but a daily sending up of thanks to God out of a heart that is truly thankful for all his blessings. All his blessings. It was a way of life for Daniel. We go to Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. It was a way of life for Daniel, and it should be a way of life for us also. Daniel chapter 6, verse 10 says, "Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime." That means as he's accustomed to doing. 3 times a day he took time out and he thanked God. Do we do that? That is a way of life. That was a way of life for Daniel, and it should be a way of life for us. It was a way of life for David, King David. It was his way of life. If we look at Psalms 34:1, this world wants you to think it's just a one-day thing, and it's not. It's a lifetime thing. Psalm 34:1 says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Does that sound like a thankful heart? It sounds like one to me. He says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." You know, I tell you what, this world wants us to do away with Thanksgiving Day because right around Halloween time, you see the Christmas decorations start coming out in the department stores. They're bypassing Thanksgiving. They're bypassing an opportunity to spend the day giving thanks to God. We should do that every day, But this one day set aside for this country to just be a thankful people. And the world wants to do away with that. God wants us to thank him every day. Thank you, and we should. And we're going to take a look at some reasons why we should. We should be a thankful people every day. Is it our way of life, or is it a one day a year thing? Let's go to Ephesians 5:20. We're just not a country that's a thankful country. Ephesians 5:20. It says right here, giving thanks always. Isn't that what David just said he did? Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always. Giving thanks to God should be our way of life. Let's look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 through 15. Are we going to spend today anyway giving thanks to God? Colossians chapter 3, starting in verse 12, it says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy. Mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Now, I want you to notice that word peace up there, because you cannot be thankful to God if you do not have the peace of God. There's no way. The two go hand in hand. Once you have the peace of God, then you can be thankful to God. But without that, that's why the world's not thankful. They don't have the peace of God. They just don't have it. Having the peace of God enables us to be thankful. Let's look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. We must have the peace of God. Philippians chapter 4. There's so many people who are going to sit down around the dinner table today who are unthankful for all the Lord has done for them. Because they do not have the peace of God. They do not know God. They're going to be unthankful. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. We must have the peace of God that passeth all of our understanding. And when we have that, no matter what our situation is around us, we can be thankful to the Lord. But without that peace of God, we'll never be thankful. We'll never be thankful. Now I want to go to a part in the Bible here is about the 10 lepers. Maybe you've heard about them, maybe you haven't, but it's a good picture. It's a good picture of being unthankful for what the Lord has done. And it's also a good picture of what we should do, and that is give thanks to the Lord for what he has done. So let's take a look at the 10 lepers, and we'll find that in Luke chapter 17, starting in verse 11. Luke 17. Starting in verse 11, and it will go down through verse 19. So we'll read this story here. And it came to pass, as he, that would be Jesus Christ, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, just one. Now remember, there's 10. Now we're talking about just one. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. So here we have 10 lepers. They're outcast. If you had leprosy, you were apart from the people. And Jesus comes walking by and they cry out for mercy, because no man could help them. Only God himself could help these 10 men. And you know what? God does help these 10 men. And only one of them, only one, 10%, took the time to come back and say thank you. Isn't that amazing? I say that's amazing, but then I think about the world we live in and all the blessings that God bestows upon all of us citizens here in the United States of America and across the world. How many are unthankful? How many, even today, on this Thanksgiving Day, are not one time going to think of him and thank him for anything? I don't know, maybe 90%. Maybe 90%. The Bible talks about many and few. Many are going to be lost and go to hell. Few are going to be saved and go to heaven. That's what the Bible says. And here we find a picture of a percentage, and that's 90% don't even bother to say thank you. 10% do. I wonder if that's the percentage. I don't know. But there's lessons we can learn from these 10 lepers. I think I wrote down 3 or 4 things here. This story here clearly shows us 10 men who had an unthankful heart. And we are such an unthankful and ungrateful nation. Some things we can learn from this story of the 10 lepers that will help us to be thankful to the Lord every day, not just one day, every day. Number one, I'm thankful for God's love. Okay, and you can be too. It don't matter about our circumstances around us today or tomorrow or any other day to be thankful for his love. These 10 men were unclean. They had an incurable disease. And there was nothing that said Jesus had to pay any attention to these men crying out for mercy. There was nothing that said Jesus had to stop and help these men. Though he did not have to care, he did. Though he did not have to care, he did. His love was manifest toward a vile, dirty, wretched people. He showed his love to those 10 lepers. That's exactly the same situation we were in or are in. It's exactly the same situation. You see, we have the sin problem. That leprosy is like a picture of our sin. It's incurable. It's incurable. You know, if we were to die without ever being cleansed from our sin problem, we're going to go to hell and take those sins with us. We're not going to be separated from them. We're going to take them all and be punished for an eternity for every one of them. That's the truth. And there is nothing man can do about it. Not one thing. We're born a sinner. We will die a sinner if it's not for Jesus Christ. And the same way with these lepers. They had leprosy, and unless God himself cleansed them, healed them, and loved them, they were going to die with that leprosy. But God loves us, and he doesn't want it that way. Let's look at Romans 5:8. We have so much to be thankful for, and I'm just listing 2 or 3 here today. Romans 5:8. I'm thankful for the love of God. But God commendeth his love toward us, that would be you and me, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. See, there's the cure. Jesus healed these 10 lepers that day. And when he went to the cross of Calvary and shed his blood for you and me, he provided the cure for our sin problem. Let's look at 1 John 4:19. We're talking about being thankful for the love of God here. 1 John 4:19. It says right here, we love him because he first loved us. It would be impossible for us to love God if he didn't love us first. And it says right here, he loves us. He loved us first. Let's look at John 3:16. Speaking of the love of God, let's look at John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, it strikes me strange that these 10 lepers, they seen Jesus coming. They knew there was nobody that could cure them until they seen God himself coming. And they cried out to him to have mercy on them. They had faith that Jesus Christ could heal them. And it reminds me of people who will cry out to Christ to save them, and they never bother living a thankful life. They don't have a thankful heart. It says right there, for God so loved the world. He first loved us, and he did something about it. There is nothing that can separate us from that love of God. There's nothing. We cannot be separated from it. If we go to Romans chapter 8, 35 through 39, you know, I'm thankful that we can never be separated from it. Thankful for the love of God. Romans chapter 8, and we'll start in verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We cannot be separated from God's love. No matter how wretched I am, no matter how sinful I am, I cannot be separated from God's love. And I'm thankful for that love of God. And you can be too. Thankful for the love of God. Number two, I'm thankful for the cleansing power of Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what Christ did for those 10 lepers. He cleansed them and made them whole. And I'm thankful for that. You see, that being thankful for the love of God and being thankful for the cleansing power of Jesus Christ has nothing to do with what's going to happen to me tomorrow. It has no bearing on that. We cannot be separated from the love of God. We have every reason to have a thankful heart every day of our lives. I'm thankful for the cleansing power of Jesus Christ. The 10 lepers had a very serious problem. Leprosy was an incurable disease, and leprosy is a picture of our sin. There's nothing man could do to help those 10 lepers. Without the cleansing power of Christ, they would have died with that leprosy. And without the cleansing power of Christ, we would all die as unsaved sinners. Revelation 1:5. Revelation 1:5, it says right here, and from Jesus Christ, who was the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Apart from the cleansing power of the blood of Christ, we have no hope. We have zero hope. We have nothing. And I'm thankful for that cleansing power that only comes through Jesus Christ. Let's take a look at Ephesians 1:7. Ephesians 1:7 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Remember, we have a sin problem, just like those lepers had a leprosy problem. Jesus Christ healed them, and he can heal our sin problem, but it only comes through his blood. It's the only way we're going to get it. That's it. Some try to join a church thinking that will take away their sin problem. Unfortunately, that happens. Others try to wash away their sins by water baptism. Unfortunately, that happens. It's not going to work. Some try to give money to the church thinking they can buy their way to forgiveness. That's not going to work. That's not going to work. It's only going to come by the blood of Christ. Jesus Christ is the only one that can cleanse us from our sin problem. Some think that being a better person will somehow get rid of their sins. That's not going to happen. The only cure for the 10 lepers was Jesus Christ, and the cure for our sin problem is the blood of Jesus Christ. Let's look at Colossians 1:14. And I'm thankful for the cleansing power of Jesus Christ. Colossians 1:14. It says here, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of our sins. It doesn't say in whom we have redemption through joining the church. It doesn't say we can have redemption by water baptism. It doesn't say we can have redemption by giving money. And it doesn't say we can have redemption by turning over a new leaf. It says, in whom we have redemption through his blood. There's nothing else there. It's just the blood of Christ. Even the forgiveness of those sins. Now let's look at Isaiah 1:18. Isaiah 1:18, Lord wants to reason with us. He's saying, let's be reasonable. And I never understood that because I don't know why he'd want to be reasonable with someone like me. He doesn't have to be reasonable with me, but he's just saying, look, be reasonable here. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, that's our sin problem right there, they shall be as white as snow. That's the blood of Christ right there. Cleanses us from all that sin. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. It's only through the blood of Christ that that sin problem of ours can be taken care of. So I'm thankful for the love of God, and I'm thankful for his cleansing power. We can be thankful for those two things right there. We can be thankful tomorrow and not even know what's going to happen tomorrow. We can still have a thankful heart. We can still have a thankful heart. Sin can be cured. It certainly can be. Our sin problem can be cured, but it takes the blood of Christ to cure it. Make no mistake about that. Number three, I'm thankful for the change the Lord has made in my life. You see, when he healed those lepers, they were changed men. They were outcasts before Jesus healed them. After Jesus healed them, they lived a different life. You know, after Jesus healed them, they looked different. They walked different. And they talked different. After Jesus Christ cleansed them and healed them. And he'll do the same for us. Jesus changes lives. And I'm thankful he changed mine. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 5:17. We have so many reasons to have a thankful heart. Boy, I tell you, we sing hymns about being thankful. If we wanted to stop and just count our blessings, we'd be here all day and all night and all day tomorrow. But do we do that at all? Do we go through our day and never once thanked the Lord for anything he's done for us. Not one thing. I mean, I wouldn't even been able to get out of bed this morning if it wasn't for the Lord. I would never be able to sit down at a table that has food on it if it wasn't for the Lord. I wouldn't be standing up here right now if it wasn't for the Lord. We have so many reasons to be thankful. 2 Corinthians 5:17, I'm thankful that he changed my life. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And that reminds me of those 10 lepers right there. Their life was changed that day when Christ healed them. Our lives are changed the day he heals us, the day we call out for him to save our souls. Our lives are changed. It says right here, we become a new creature. Those guys, those 10 lepers that day became a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Saul became a new creature. I mean, Saul did. Let's look at Acts chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. It's just a good picture here of old things are passed away and all things are become new. Acts chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went into the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, didn't matter to him, he might bring them bound under Jerusalem. You see, Paul hated Christians. He hated everybody that looked to the Lord Jesus Christ. His name at that time was Saul. That's the old person. He did some mighty wicked things. And I'm not pointing a finger at him because I'm every bit as wicked, if not more so, than Paul ever was. Okay? But the Lord changed him, and I'm thankful to the Lord that he changed my life. And Paul's a good example of that. Paul was just a sinner, but the Lord set him free and changed his life. And when the Lord sets you free, the day you call upon the Lord for salvation, and he sets you free, you'll be free indeed. You will be free indeed. Never again to go back to the old things. The old things are passed away. Let's look at John 8:36. We have so many reasons to be thankful. John 8:36, it says, if the Son, that would be Jesus Christ, therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. When those 10 lepers were healed by Jesus Christ, they were free. From that day forward, they were free. It's the same way with us when we accept Christ as our Savior and he sets us free. We are free indeed. Free, and that's the way Paul was. Let's look at Galatians 5:1. Galatians 5:1. And it says here, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Christ has made us free, and we're to stand fast in that freedom. I've said before, the problem is too many of God's people, too many Christians, want to keep running back to the old way of life. That stops them from being thankful to God. That stops them from having fellowship with God. If we don't have fellowship with him, there's no way we're going to be thankful to him. Too many Christians want to go the opposite direction from the Lord. So I'm thankful for God's love. I'm thankful for his cleansing power. I'm thankful that the Lord has changed my life. Being thankful to the Lord for all he has done for us has nothing to do, again, with what's going on around us. Whatever happens the rest of the day today or next week or next year has no bearing on having a thankful heart to God. None whatsoever. Being thankful to the Lord has to do with what he has done for each one of us, not our circumstances. Let's look at Psalms 103:2. Psalms 103:2. Well, let's read verses 1 and 2, I guess. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And verse 2 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. One of the reasons we're not thankful to the Lord is because we forget what he's done for us. Yeah, we don't even think about it. We don't meditate on it. We put no thought into it. Because if we did, we'd be thankful. Let's look at Psalms 105. We'll read the first five verses. We'll close with these, actually. Psalms 105, the first five verses. It says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember, that's it right there. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done. His wonders and the judgments of his mouth. Now that Psalms 103:2 in this verse right here, talk about remembering. It's talk about not forgetting. If you don't forget something, then you remember it. And way too often, we go through our daily lives not thinking about what the Lord has done for us. All those benefits he's bestowed upon us, all the blessings he's given to us, we don't think about them, and if we don't think about them, we're not going to be thanking him. So this message here on Thanksgiving Day is about a thankful heart. Not for anything we've done, but just for what he has done for us. And the things he has done for us have no bearing on what's going on around us. Okay? So do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior today? Have you ever called upon the name of the Lord to save you? Just like those 10 lepers cried out, have mercy on me. Have you ever cried out to Christ and asked him to have mercy on you? Have you ever done that? If you haven't, I want to encourage you today to call upon the name of the Lord. We have a sin problem. We were born that way. We're sinners. Christ has the cure, and that's his precious blood that he shed on the cross of Calvary. That's why he went to the cross, is to cure us of our sin problem. So if you've never called upon him, may today be the day of your salvation. And then you too can have a thankful heart the rest of your days. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you again for all you've done for us, Father, all your benefits that you've bestowed upon us. May we not forget those. May we not take them for granted, Father. We're such a sinful and wicked and wretched people that think of ourselves more than anything else, Father, and I ask that you forgive us of that. Father, help us to just remember you and all you've done for us, Father. I pray again for these people in those assisted living, Father, that you would encourage their hearts. Father, that you'd give them strength and health at this time. I pray that they'll find their encouragement through you, Father. And just thank you for your goodness and your mercy, your long-suffering towards each one of us. Thank you for all your benefits. In Jesus' name, we pray.